visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hey, this is Maddie from PAX, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is now 11 a.m., and you are tuned in to 101.9 CFRC. You're listening to the second episode of Revelation Radio, and you know how last week I was like, you guys are going to be so excited? This week you are going to be so excited, even more, because why not? We are located in the basement of Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, and we are going to continue on with our Modern Woman series today. So last week we kind of went into the modern women within the alternative scene, and today we're going to be highlighting some women with the identity of Indigenous, First Nation, Inuit, Métis type of vibe. So we're going to keep on highlighting women, and hopefully this series will keep going on and we'll move on to another topic. But today, I kind of want to first start off our episode with highlighting an Indigenous-led organization in Kingston who is supporting and restoring ecosystems. It's called All Our Relations Land Trust, and you can go to AORLT.ca. There's a donation page, and you can kind of look up what they're doing there. And the reason I'm kind of shouting this out is because when I think of women, I think of, obviously, not everybody is able to be a mother or wants to be a mother within the women identity. But I think Mother Earth, and I think living and connecting with the earth and like ecosystems and things like that. So I think that's a great connection there to start off with. So I'm going to get us started today with some chill vibes to start, and then we're going to get more upbeat as we go on. First, I'm going to be playing Ink by Nia. Now, Nia is Cree, and she grew up in Musquatches in Alberta. She's got the notes that I have on her are chill vibes and cool gal. So, in general, shout out her. She's very cool. She's got a very cool vibe. Look her up on Instagram. I mean, it's a pretty aesthetic, and her music is so good. And then I'm going to be playing America by Anaknid and OG Le Cree. These people are out of Montreal, Quebec, and I chose this song specifically because if you're listening to the lyrics, you hear her saying, taking our children away, they're taking our children away. And it doesn't take a genius to be connecting this to the history in Canada of residential school systems and the 60s scoop. And if we're not aware exactly what the residential school systems were, there were 130 church-operated residential school systems that ran from 1831 to 1996 that took over 150,000 First Nations children away from their home. And there was a time there where children aged 7 to 15 were essentially forced to go to these schools. This obviously leaves gaps in communities. And this was honestly a method to create like a cultural genocide against the people. And 60s scoop as well, Indigenous children were taken away from their families in the 60s and given to white families to adopt. And this is just another attempt to commit a genocide on a gorgeous and beautiful culture here in Canada. And then I got one more song on this lineup, this first section. I've got I Hope You Know by Superman and Ashley Hall. Super upbeat vibe, so we're going chilled out to more upbeat, and then we'll keep going after that. So let us get started with Ink by Nia.
Baby, you've been running through my mind, chasing you just to pass the time. Hold me close so I can feel your arms. Love me like I'm just a piece of art. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Be a sin. Touch me, grab me, pull my hair. If I cry, would you be there? Mm.
lay me down, do it softly. Don't take your eyes off my body. I know that you just wanna touch me, love me. If I were you, I couldn't take it. Wanna taste it.
Through the traffic,
super fast.
Zoom. Yeah, watch him panic. I need the bread, I need the bannock. Stacking cheese to the moon. Wallace and Gromit, yeah. They really thought we lost. Forgot that we helped them walk. Couldn't really kill us, couldn't subdue us. Gonna need the egg of
I hope you know there's no one now.
just like you.
Are tuned in to 101.9 CFRC. We are on our segment called Revelation Radio, hosted by me, Maddie. Hello, nice to see y'all. Well, I can't really see you guys, actually. I'm on the radio right now, so I can't see you, but I can feel your energy, and it's really, really good. Shout out the radio waves for that. I can totally feel that. All right, guys. So we just finished listening to some Cree artists there. We listened to Ankh by Nia. We listened to America by Anaknids. And we listened to I Hope You Know by Superman and Ashley Hall. And on the topic of kind of the idea of Cree artists, I would like to highlight a book that I read recently that was super duper good. So any of my bookworms out there, this is a good book, especially for the season that's coming. Like, it's kind of hot right now, but in my head, it's like spooky twilight, spooky, spooky, spooky season. So I want to suggest reading Bad Cree by Jessica Johns. Now, I don't want to give too much away, but it's such a good book. I enjoyed it so much. It's kind of about like Witikos. And it talks about interesting topics like family and like the greed of colonization and things like that. So that is an excellent read. And while I'm talking about some Indigenous women authors, I got a few more recommendations for you guys if you guys are into reading. If you're not into reading, honestly, like audiobook it, girl. There's audiobooks. You can listen to it. And like the people on the mic, they're talking. They do like cool voices and stuff sometimes. So I love that. So one of my suggestions here is Five Little Indians by Michelle Good. Now, this one follows multiple people as they go through the residential school system and kind of what happens after that. It really highlights how families were torn apart, how there was gaps left in community, and how they're dealing with intergenerational trauma in these communities, which I think is a very important read for us to read. It's also fiction. So, I mean, it's fiction based on real life, but it's a story that you can follow along with, which is really cool. I also have another suggestion called Toho. This one is by Ko Tuku Titi Huyanatal. And this is a good story. It's really interestingly laid out. It like goes through some poetry. It goes through some short stories. And it's about womanhood, Indigenous family, and kind of post-colonial realities, which is honestly, it's a really cool layout of a book. It's a gorgeous book, and it's really short. So if you're not into committing to something really long, I suggest giving that a read. We also have a book that I haven't read yet, but I just picked it up. It's called Seven Fallen Feathers by Tanya Talaga. Yeah. Give that a read. It's about Thunder Bay and kind of what has been going on in Thunder Bay with Indigenous community there. It's by, I think she's an investigative journalist, and she's kind of digging into real things that have happened within Indigenous communities, which is super interesting, really terrible, would be an interesting read. Super heavy topic, though. So I kind of want to continue on with the vibe of, like, deep topics that are super important. And the vibes of these next few songs are super, like, deep, and they feel guttural to me. We're going to be highlighting some kind of Inuit throat singing within the next section, especially with the last two that are on this one. So the first one I've got planned for you guys is Teep Agape by Tanya Tagak. She's from Nunavut, and she has a little description online that says, Tagak is a original disruptor, a world-changing figure at the forefront of seismic social, political, and environmental change. And then after that, we're going to be playing Tunits Rock by Scylla and Rise. This is an Inuit throat singing duo. Really love the vibe of this. It's also like connecting back to like the Bad Cree book, like Spooky, that I was talking about. Yeah, it's got kind of like a spooky vibe, which I really like. And then we've got A Honey Elsewhere by Pixic. Now, this is also some Inuit throat singing. So please, guys, enjoy that. We'll get you started here with Teeth Agape by Tanya Tagak.
Teeth welcome your windpipe. Touch my children, and my teeth welcome your windpipe. Utter the name and be crushed by leg, going strong from holding up weight. By thigh that carries. An urgent gait. I will hunch my shoulders and wait. Claws sharpened, teeth agape. Claws sharpened, teeth agape.
Hello, hello. You guys are tuned in to 101.9 CFRC. You're listening to the segment of Revelation Radio. And today we're on kind of episode two of our segment and exploration on modern women. So last week we talked about alternative women on the alternative scene. This week we're talking about women with the identities of First Nations, Inuit, Métis, and highlighting some of those gorgeous, amazing, beautiful voices. And yeah, let's keep going with it. Now we've kind of talked about some resources already. We talked about some books to read. And now I kind of just want to get into some more vibes. So the last vibe we're listening to was mainly some throat singing. We had Teeth the Gate by Tanya Tagak. We had Tune It Rock by Sila and Rise. And we had Ahini Elsewhere by Pixic. Absolutely love the vibe. It's just like it's in the throat. It feels guttural to me. I absolutely love listening to it. It, like, for all my alternative baddies out there, like, it reminds me of, like, I don't even know if they, maybe they took inspo from it, but like those like metal, like, whoa, scream. I'm trying to do it and I sound like an idiot, but they do it gorgeously, beautifully, and fantastic. Next, we're going to do like a little vibe switch. Okay, guys, we're going to get into kind of more of like a country and folk vibe. So first, I'm going to be playing DNA by Darla Daniels. Now, Darla Daniels is out of Edmonton. She's from the Buffalo Lake Métis settlement, and she has been described as Princess of the Métis Fiddle, which I love that. Okay, princess, I see you. And then we've got Rolling Thunder by Lila Glide. Now, Lila Glide is out of Yellowknife, and she is known for infusing her songs with a sense of social justice. And as in this song I picked specifically, she keeps saying people rising up. And I think this is a great song to highlight, especially when we're talking about Indigenous women, women in Indigenous communities that are organizing, that are uplifting their people, working within their communities and trying to, you know, make things better, because the government has really pushed Indigenous communities aside. And unfortunately, there's a lot of horrific things that the government has done to Indigenous communities, and they're still there and they're still thriving. And Indigenous women are obviously a part of that. And then we're going to get into Spring to Come by Digging Roots. This is also a great vibe of a song. I think this is a duo that are Anishinaabe and Onoe Honwe. Yeah, and I think it's honestly just a great vibe. Let's get more into the folky vibe, guys. Get excited for this one. All right, here we go with DNA by Darla Daniels.
Dog that's been alone for days. The night before was way too long. I drank until my vision's gone and on. Tired of the way I was drawn. For a while, I'd love to.
sound of the people.
Spring coming right along. Oh, about a nice way to ask her for a song. So I asked the mountain if she might wanna move me. She said, tell the rivers to wake up the lake. See, rivers take it from sky into home base. And yellow belly hawks know how to kill chase. Singing for the spring is like kissing pretty things. And changes like fire, changes like wings. Birch bark and maple and seas of black hair. Sing, raven, sing, show, show, now fill the air.
Hello, hello. You guys are listening to 101.9 CFRC. This is Revelation Radio. We are highlighting some First Nations, Inuit, Métis women on our second episode of Modern Women. Oh my gosh, guys. Let me clear my throat. This just in. We just listened to Digging Roots, Spring to Come. And I had previously said Anishinaabe and Onewe Honwe, which I was just told, because obviously I'm kind of a bit spacey, that's just a Mohawk word. It's not an actual nation. I'm learning. We're going to keep rocking with it. Cool. Really great stuff. I think that's really funny. I've been sitting here giggling like, girl, you give a white woman a microphone. I'm just... try my best, guys. So if there's anything else that I kind of say on this segment that's maybe not the best educated or maybe not the best worded, let me know. You can reach out to me at Revelation Radio, CFRC on Instagram, and we can have a little conversation. And y'all can let me know. Give me any resources that I can kind of push out there. But yeah, so those last few songs, we listened to DNA by Darla Daniels. We listened to Rolling Thunder by Lila Glide and Spring to Come by Digging Roots. Okay, so... moving on, those kind of topics I feel like super, super cool. We're going to move on to some songs that focus on a specific problem within the Indigenous community. Specifically, these songs are highlighting the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Now, Indigenous women in Canada are 12 times more likely to be murdered or go missing than any other woman in Canada. And Indigenous women and girls make up less than 5% of the Canadian population, but represent approximately 24% of all homicide victims. These are statistics I found online. So really cool organization that I kind of want to shout out. It's called ONWA, Ontario Native Women's Association, onwa.ca. I think they have a donation page. They also have resources talking about certain things and explaining everything. But the next few songs that we're going to be listening to is Remember Me by Fawn Wood, Say Her Name by Bear Fox, and then we have MMIW by Kalina Lawrence, which are some good things to listen to. The last one there, that's kind of more of, I feel like it's more of like a spoken word with the track on the back, but I think the message overall was pretty powerful and pretty cool. So without further ado, let's get into it. We're going to start you guys off with Remember Me by Fawn Wood.
Hey, away. will be.
There I will be.
Soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me.
About it, sing about it, cry and shout. Matriarchal marching in Washington. My mind in wonder. Maybe my influence works. Maybe my imprisonment wins. Many murdered in womanhood, mostly male insecurity. Why me? My indigenous womb means magnificent inception. When men mistake its worth, men misplace its wisdom. Memory manifests. Internal warfare misleads masculinity. I want my mother's innocence washed, marinated, mended in water. Matter of fact, my innocence. White men mostly invading wombs, mirrors mistreating indigenous water. Water. Meticulously molded, incredibly willing. My medicine is water. Melanated matriarchy implemented will move mountains. It will maintain Mother Earth. I walk miles magnifying indigenous women.
Missing, murdered, indigenous women.
All right, guys, we're hitting the end of the segment here. You are tuned into 101.9 CFRC, listening to Revelation Radio, where we have been highlighting First Nations, Inuit, and Métis women. Now, we'll notice the last one that we played there, MMIW by Kalina Lawrence, highlighted this theme of water. And while we're kind of on that topic, I want to quickly highlight before we run out of time is the issue of access to clean water for Indigenous communities in Canada. From the Canadian website, I saw that there was 35 First Nations communities still have 37 long-term drinking water advisories. And there was a really cool group that came last week for Truth and Reconciliation, and they were talking about taking on Bill Number 5, which this is a bill that kind of dedicates areas as special economic zones where Indigenous consultation or they can bypass environmental laws in order to build things there or do things for economic purposes. And specifically, the group that came was highlighting the area of the Ring of Fire, I believe it's Treaty Number 9 territory, where if mining companies are coming in, it does pose a huge danger to the rivers and watersheds that these Indigenous people have for access to clean water. So I think that's something really important. I do have a kind of resource to donate to there. It's called Land. So taking on Bill 5, this group called Land works together with Indigenous grassroots clients, and they're trying to work within law and government to be able to protect the rights of these communities and nature. Land is the legal advocates for nature's defense. So if you have time, totally go look that up. Thank you guys for coming along on this journey with me, for highlighting some amazing women that are doing a lot of great things in music, great things in their communities. Thank you again. I'm still learning alongside with you guys. So everybody in the community, if this is like your first time kind of being exposed to Indigenous voices, I encourage you to continue on. We did some resources. I can post some resources on my Instagram as well. You don't have to follow me, but if you want to see those resources, you can do Revelation Radio CFRC. Just to have access to that. Hopefully I'll get that out in the next few days. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Everyone have a gorgeous, beautiful, amazing day. It's almost noon, almost lunchtime. So if y'all are hungry, go eat and stuff. I'm kind of hungry. I ran out today and I forgot to eat breakfast. But that's okay. I'm going to go get a bagel at the tea room because that stuff is absolutely fire. Cheddar bagel with garlic cream cheese. I don't know why I'm talking about this right now. But everyone have a great day. And I'll see y'all next week at 11 a.m. for Revelation Radio.
Country singers and boring rap beats, but where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Boehner's with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Boehner's with Claire. Go stream Boehner's with Claire Saturdays at 10. On CFRC.
Good night. Morning Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
And dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222.